latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Monday's Newcastle United headlines, and boss Rafa Benitez felt Brighton's winning goal should not have been allowed to stand as Newcastle lost 1-0 at the Amex Stadium on Sunday. Toma Hamed's second goal of the campaign denied Newcastle the chance to move into fourth in the Premier League standings again, ending the visitors' run of three straight wins. However, Benitez insisted Brighton captain Bruno had fouled Chancel and Bemba in the build-up to Hamed's match winner, but Seagulls boss Chris Hughton disagreed. He said, what we saw is what you see in every game. It certainly wasn't a foul, but that's the same as what you see in any game. Well, Newcastle striker Hosolu's glaring first half miss summed up a testing day for Benitez's men on the road on the south coast. The Spanish manager lamented his side's loose defending for Hamed's goal, but still insisted the strike should have been chalked off by referee Andre Mariner. He said, "It's a player standing still and he's made a block. It's a very clear foul, but we are still not defending well." Those are the words of Rafa Benitez. Meanwhile, it's been claimed that the manager will go into the transfer market again in January, and that Benitez is still keen on Krasnodar attacker Victor Claesson. The Sweden international attracted inquiries from Newcastle over the summer. However, ultimately a deal couldn't be done. Claesson, though, is still on the club's radar, according to the Evening Chronicle, who say a January move is now being discussed. The 25-year-old only left Elfsborg for Krasnodar in January, but his influence on the Russians has really impressed Newcastle scouts. And the club are also planning to make Mikel Merino's loan from Borussia Dortmund into a permanent deal.